morning.
Good morning.
Aren't Rita's flowers spectacular?
Yes.
Thank you for her. This is Jeremiah 1, 4 to 10. It's called The Call of Jeremiah. The word of the Lord came to me saying, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations." "Ah, sovereign Lord," I said, "I do not know how to speak. I am only a child." But the Lord said to me, "Do not say, 'I am only a child.' You must go to everyone I send you to and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you," declares the Lord. Then the Lord reached out his hand and touched my mouth and said to me, "Now I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and kingdoms to uproot and tear down, to destroy and overthrow, to build and to plant." This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Please pray with me. Indeed, Lord, touch us this morning. Help us to hear your word and to put that word upon our mouths, that we might share it with others, and that we might go forth where you call us to go, do what you would have us to do, and say what you give us to say. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. What a lie. Words hurt. Words heal. Words discourage. And words encourage. Jesus told us how powerful words are. He said that the tongue is like a two-edged sword. And he said that it's not what goes into the mouth, but what comes out of it that defiles us. Words. The Gospel of John says that Jesus Christ is the Word of God. Now that word is a lot more important than the words that we say. But the words that we say can be the Word of God. Because when we speak from the heart of Christ, we are indeed speaking the Word of God. But most of us, myself certainly included, feel a lot like Jeremiah when God called him to go into the world and speak his words. Because Jeremiah said, "Oh, wait, I'm not prepared for that. I'm just a boy." And at 58 years old, you guys know me, I'm a boy. I'm such a kid. To speak for God, it's too awesome for us to even imagine. And we all know, who are we that we should have such a privilege and such a responsibility? But the truth is, that's what God created us for. In the book of Revelation, it talks about in that heavenly city, throngs of people clothed in robes washed in the blood of the Lamb, constantly singing God's praises. The purpose of life is to sing God's praises. Now, you'll notice when I sing a hymn, I stand on the far side of the pulpit so that I'm away from that microphone. It's hard for me to believe that anything that I sing could be joyous or pleasant to anybody. But aside from my bad singing voice, when God has put his words in our mouths, there is no more beautiful music. And yet, it can feel like such a burden. The prophet Jeremiah is known as the prophet of doom. Well, that's a nice label to be slapped with, isn't it? Jeremiah did not want to give a word of judgment to the people of Israel. But that was the word that God gave him to give. Now, Jeremiah lived during the time just before and just after the kingdom of Judah was taken over by Babylon. And God gave Jeremiah the job of warning the people, this is going to happen. This calamity is going to befall upon you. You are going to be punished. And I don't know, but I imagine that Jeremiah wasn't such a doom and gloom kind of guy. That he wanted peace and prosperity, and he wanted to be able to tell the people good news. But God told him bad news is coming. And so Jeremiah had to give that word of judgment. The word, the mission that God gave Jeremiah was about speaking the words that God would give him. God said, I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and kingdoms to uproot and tear down, to destroy and overthrow, to build and to plant. And in that one verse, there's so much about God to tear down and destroy, to uproot and to build and to plant. We've been talking for the last 2 weeks, today's the third week, about joy and justice. Justice, to refresh us, we think of justice as being when you get what you deserve. But God's justice is not human justice. When God's justice is served, we get what God wants us to have. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and the wages of sin is death. And so justice would be that we die. But God's justice is about life. God's justice recognizes that we have all sinned and gone astray. And yet he sent his son to people who did not want God's salvation. He sent his son to the very nation that God created, knowing full well that his son would be rejected, that his son would be persecuted, that his son would be executed. But in God's justice, the tearing down of the very Son of God was the building and planting of hope for all of humanity. The punishment of God always results in the promise of hope. In the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah prophesies a lot of doom and gloom, but with some of the strongest words of hope in the Old Testament. Jeremiah 29, he speaks for the Lord, saying, you know the plans that I have for you. Plans not to harm you, but to give you hope. God's judgment, God's punishment, is not out of God's being mean. It's not out of God being fearful, but we should fear God. God's judgment is given to the world in order to bring the world into the kind of life, the kingdom that God wants for us, where that all people can sing God's praises with full and open hearts, where that the law of God, love of God and love of neighbor, flow naturally out of our hearts because our hearts have been returned and restored to what God created them to be. Jeremiah says in chapter 33, I'm horrible with numbers, that he is making a new covenant with us where God's law would be written in our minds and our hearts, and no longer would we have to teach people because it would just be within. We're not there yet. We're not there yet. And we might ask ourselves, where is the prophet Jeremiah today? Who is our Jeremiah? Who is it that is going to speak the word of the Lord? Who has been touched by God to give both the word of judgment and hope that leads to God's justice? Any volunteers? Well, that's disappointing. In the second chapter of Acts, on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came upon the apostles, Peter preaches, and he quotes from another prophet of the Old Testament, Joel. And he says, in those last days, God's Spirit will be poured out upon everyone. And your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your old men will have visions and your young men will dream dreams. From that day forward, it has been those last times when God's Spirit is poured out upon all who will open their hearts to it. And so each and every one of us are prophets. Each and every one of us has had our mouths touched by the hand of God to speak the words that God has given us. Indeed, the word of God dwells within us. We are all the Jeremiahs. Sometimes we have to give the word of judgment. Just like sometimes we have to correct our children. But God does not want us to suffer. God doesn't want them to suffer. God wants us all to know His love and His grace and His justice. So we are each given the Word of God in order to speak those words of God in the world. But we're all a lot like Jeremiah. So, whoa, you know, I'm not ready for that. I'm too young. I'm too old. I'm too busy. I don't know what to say. Who will listen to me? And like God said to Jeremiah, I chose you. God says to each one of us, I choose you. He will put the words in our mouths. But more than what we say, it's when we live the word. word of God. That we are speaking so loudly into the world. When we live the word of God, when we live as Christians in the world, as the body of Christ, when we go out and show people the grace and love of Jesus Christ. The prophet Jeremiah had a message of destruction for Jerusalem. Jesus Christ had a message of life for sinners who repent. The word dwelling in us is that message. There is life. There is hope. There is wholeness. There is joy in God's justice. We know it. We believe it. We need to tell them. We need to show them. Do they deserve punishment? Sure. Do we deserve punishment?
Yeah.
But what God gives us is grace and love and the hope of salvation. The opportunity to have our hearts changed. To have our very selves healed. To have the kingdom of God be born in our hearts, in our families and friendships, in our church, in our community, and yes, in our world. I am totally unrealistic because I actually believe God's promises. I actually believe that there is not a soul in this world that cannot have their lives transformed by the Holy Spirit of God and Jesus Christ. I actually believe that the Word of God makes a difference. But when I look at the news, read the paper, hear people talking, it seems so far away. Sometimes it seems hopeless. And a lot of the time, it's so much more comfortable to gather with like-minded people and shut the world out. But God has called us, like reluctant Jeremiahs, to go forth and speak His words in the world, to live His words in the world. And dare I say, to be His word in the world by being the body of Christ. Every day, in everything that we do, we're communicating. We're showing people something about the world that we live in. Are we showing them the kingdom of God? Are we showing them the kingdom of the world? For our Living the Call this week, think about how you interact with people around you. And try to find one situation where you can be the Word of God, where you can speak the Word of God, where you can show the heart of God by the heart that God has put in you. And as we come up in 2 weeks on our concert, prepare yourselves to be prophets to our community and to share the love that God has given us with those people out there. Invite them here, but the point isn't for them to be here. The point is for them to know Jesus Christ, the Word of God. And as Nancy and Carol come forward, one last little thing about Jeremiah. Y'all know Jeremiah was a bullfrog. Hoyt Axton wrote that song, and he wrote it as Jeremiah was a prophet. was a good friend of mine. And the record company was like, that's not going to mean anything to people. Why don't you change it to something fun? And the record producer suggested Bullfrog, which makes no sense whatsoever. Just a little trivia, but I hate it that Hoyt Axton wrote this song about Jeremiah the prophet, and we get this song about Bullfrog that drinks wine. Anyway. Was that a word from the Lord? I don't know.